Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
She really hates him. It's really true.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a new way I test. You like that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I go 3, 6, 9, 1, 2.
Well, everybody's different when it comes to testing their mics. I mean, if you hear, you know.
Okay, let's go.
First of all, when you do a comedy show, they go, can you come early and do a mic test? No, I'm a comic.
I don't understand that at all. Like, just, how, like, get someone else to be like, hey, hi. How different could your levels be than a normal person?
Yeah, can you come 2 hours early to do a mic test? What am I fucking playing, a banjo?
Why don't they just go to the person's Instagram and be like, yeah, this guy yells, let's turn it down a little. Or, this girl's like a mumbly one.
Cleaning up in there, come over, say hi.
When I did that one event, they made me come like an hour and a half before showtime to do it.
I would never go. Why did you go?
A lot of money.
Doesn't matter. Do it over the phone. Here, put the phone next to the microphone. Call, put your phone there.
I love that you're always like, no. Rich has never really had a job like where.
Oh, really? I've never had shows. I never had shows, big shows where they asked me.
No, but you've never had like. No, stop. Have you had any kind, like you've never worked as a waiter, you've never.
That's not true, you don't know.
Had a customer service job.
That's not true.
Okay, so enlighten us. I think you.
I remodel houses. I dealt with different customers every week.
Yeah, but that's, okay, but you don't have an, you didn't have a boss overlord.
Well, when I worked at the ironwork place, I had a boss. When I was working in the wood shop there, I had a boss, all right? I had a boss when I worked in the warehouses. In warehouses I worked, I've had all kinds of bosses. So,
I mean, I don't think that you've had the kind of boss where, because every time I have an issue, even writing or anything, I'll be like, oh, I have to do 2 Zooms today. Tell him no, you're not doing it. It's like.
I never say tell him no. Why do please?
Let's, no, you've done it. When I was working on the Independent Spirit Awards, we had so many. You're like, you're working too hard. Tell him no.
Let's
love to say that.
Why don't we try to do a podcast where you don't exaggerate or make things up?
I'm the way that I recall a lot of instances. Yesterday, you told me to do a Zoom call as I was driving into New York.
Yeah, I've done it. Okay, we didn't agree. You didn't think it was right for your Zoom call, but some Zoom calls you could do.
Well, because we're.
Could you have done it?
Let me just explain to people. We're making a series out of the book that I wrote, and I wrote the pilot, and now we've hired 3 other writers, and I'm going to Toronto on Sunday to finish up the series with these writers. So, you know. I'm in a position of leadership, I would say, in trying to make sure that, you know, that this is something that I'm going to really like feel good about creatively. And also there's a lot of money going into it from two different big companies. And I just don't think it would show that you care. Do you know what I mean? That you're just dry. It's not even that you're parked in your car. First of all, when I did the Zoom and I almost took a picture of it, one of the women writers that we hired was in her car parked, but she was like, I guess there was a power outage in the neighborhood she lived in, and it was the only place where she could charge her phone while she was doing the Zoom. And she was very, very apologetic. She was like, before anything happens, I just want to say, I'm in my car. I'm so sorry. This is what's going on. It would have been like this. Yeah, no problem. It's all right. Anyway, hi, guys. Thanks for coming.
Okay, we have different. I'm not going to argue.
I'm taking this show so seriously, but.
We have different. Do people do Zooms at airports?
Not if they have any other choice.
In the lounge?
I'm sure that if they had another choice, they would. And a lot of times, if you're leading the Zoom, it's different than just being a participant on the Zoom. Look, anybody can do whatever they want.
In life.
It doesn't feel like driving and Zooming is going to, like, make people feel like you really care about this project.
That's not true. I think that's a negative way to look at it. I think they would go, wow, this person's multitasking, has to get to work, but the Zoom is so important.
They don't care about your other work. They really don't. Anybody who hires you and puts money into your pocket, they do not care about your other work. If you've ever had to have somebody do your social media or anything else, and they go, well, even when you have people come over to the house, like an electrician or something, if they're like, well, I have these other jobs, you're like, I don't care. I only care about me and what I'm paying you to do.
If they don't care about your other work, why are they coming to see you perform?
They don't care. They expect that you're going to put everything aside for this project because they really believe that.
Yeah, well, yeah, of
that
course.
That you should be super, super grateful, which I totally am. I think it's like.
It's an amazing
two
project.
Big companies, and it's going to be a
big hit
series.
It's going to be a big hit.
It's just funny to me that your main response to things is, Rich took a job writing on a Comedy Central roast one time, and the guy.
Oh, well, let's do the back story first.
Okay, I don't know what.
Okay, Kevin Hart was hosting the Comedy Central roast. Who was it for?
Bieber? I don't know who it was.
No, like the singer, the little, what's his name?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I think so.
I just said Bieber. I just said, was it Bieber? You're like, no, the little singer.
Well, first of all, you should have said his name. I don't know Bieber.
Well, that's just like Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Why would you get mad that I said
I'm not mad. I didn't hear Bieber. So I think it was Bieber, Justin Bieber. And I saw Kevin at a club, and I go, I'll throw you some jokes. And I threw some jokes to him that he loved. And he told the people at Comedy Central to hire me. Now, I work at my own pace. That's what I do, especially for a roast. Like, it'll hit me. I'll come up with great jokes. Then I'll be like, oh, I can't think of anything today. But some days you're on a roll. So the guy hired me and said, hey, listen, we're going to need some more stuff today. I go, well, I'm playing golf. When I get home, I'll send you some stuff. And I sent them 25 jokes altogether about. And Frank, what's his name, the writer?
You know. Sebastiano?
Yeah, very
good. Why wouldn't you say his last name?
Because I don't know it.
I'm joking because you just said the thing about Justin Bieber.
Oh. Frank what?
Sebastiano.
He wrote to me, he goes, these are great jokes. I think they use maybe one or two. I don't know. But I didn't want to.
Can you stop chewing the gum? It's like.
I didn't want to be on staff. I just was doing it to Kevin as a favor, throwing him some jokes. And he said, I put him on the, you know, I'm not working 8 to 5 for $2,500 fucking dollars, you know, I'll do it at my pace, and which I did. and you know they got good material,
right? Because you don't, because that's also, you don't care about like getting
that's
another
not true.
Another writing job on the road.
No, when I don't. But right. When I wrote for the Oscars,
why did you say not true?
When I wrote for the Oscars, I was there every time they asked me to be there. If Chris went to a club, you know, for us to go over his stuff, some comics didn't go. I went every night. I did every meeting, and I took that seriously. And I sent, you know, whatever. Because I was hired, decent money, for the Oscars. So, there you have it. Now, what were you going to say? Because I gave the backstory.
No, I was going to say, you were on the golf course when the guy called you, and you were like, I'll do it when I'm done golfing. With.
Yeah.
So, it was completely in line with exactly what I set up that you are like.
It's not my main occupation.
It's kind of funny. I don't know why you're taking it so seriously. It's kind of funny.
It is funny because
that you're like, you don't follow the rules of like jobs that people.
There was no rules.
Do you know that people have jobs where they have to go every single day and they have to be on time and they can't leave until their boss leaves or whatever? It's like a real thing.
Yeah, but that's not how I was hired. They go, do you want to write for the roast? They right, didn't but say, you, when they you, didn't say between 8 and 5.
But you're a lot of times you're like, to me, like, they can't work you that hard, or they can't do that. Or
yeah.
Don't
There's
go.
Rules. There's rules. You got to, you know, put your foot down. You're not a stepping stone. You're not a doormat.
I know,
you're
like,
very.
But it's like saying like to a comic, like, don't ever do a free show. Well,
no,
yeah.
No, I don't say it because I've done them.
Right. You get my point now, right?
I say to comics.
Are you getting my point or no?
I say to comics, do is there any show you possibly can, because that's going to make you better.
Right. Right. So wouldn't that translate into other jobs that you want to get ahead in?
I didn't want to get ahead.
No, you don't. You didn't.
Not for that. That's not my. That's
right,
not what I like to
you're
do.
You're not connecting the dots. You don't seem to be connecting the
I'm
dots.
I'm connecting the dots. You're not connecting the dots. Your dots are different than my dots.
Right. So when you say don't do it, or you're working too hard, or whatever.
I say take a relax, take a break. I don't say don't do it. I always say, hey, they'll get it later. Do what you got to do. Take a breather. I look out for you, for your mental health. You know, hey, don't kill yourself. It's going to get done. Stuff like that, huh? That's going, hey, that's a good boss. He comes in and goes, hey, you guys are doing a great job.
You're not my boss.
If I was, I'm saying, I'm at, if a boss came in, hey, you guys are doing a great job. Take a break. Take it easy. We're getting everything
done.
You
would never be like, when I was editing Women Aren't Funny, you called me constantly, like, what'd you do? Make sure it gets done. There was no, like, take a break, take it easy, looking good. There was almost zero compliments. It was just like, we would act like we had an actual, like, you know, executive.
How could you?
We'd have to make stuff up. We'd spend half the day editing some little thing, and then you'd call. What did you edit? And we'd be like, all this.
First of all, you make stuff up, and
I'm not making it up.
Don't say there's no compliments. How can you say there's no compliments?
Well, I remember you calling many times. I was with the editor and the other guy that was there, and we would laugh about it. That our executive is calling Rich Voss from the golf course. To make sure we were doing enough work. So this idea that he's be like, hey, this cool boss, I don't believe that's true. I believe you would work your workers. You'd be like, and they want it. You'd be like the opposite, actually.
No way. When I used to paint houses, I used to take a break.
I love that you paint a house for a week and it's like.
A week for
goes
years.
Back in your
for
head.
For years. Like, I had the biggest
I know you
business
say you,
in my town.
You say I had the biggest business in
I
my town,
did.
But then in the next breath, you're like, I cheated everyone.
No, I didn't. I cheated one or two, but I can drive you through the town. You know what? I'm going to take a day and we'll film it and I'll show you some of the houses I did. The monster Victorian houses. I had the biggest painting business in town at one point. So that's the bottom line. I was good at running a business. Well, I wasn't good at running. I was good at getting jobs and finishing them. And, you know, I hired. I had the biggest painting business. That's all I could say. multifamily Victorian houses. Why do you think I know so much about Victorian furniture and houses? Okay? You paint a Victorian house 3-4 colors. The trim is different, the molding. Okay, do you know that?
Yeah, because you've told it to me many times.
Are you bored with that?
Yeah. I just, it's like...
Well, when you say I paint houses for a week, it's very degrading when I built a gigantic business. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, but it's not... Listen, I'm sorry that I've mischaracterized your painting business, but you have many, many times on many different podcasts talked about how you fuck people over.
And I made amends to that person.
First of all, you never said it was one time. Now you're saying it's one time.
It was one
time. But you said it... Listen, I understand why you did it. You said it as stories that were funny. I took them to be true. So then when I'm saying that, I'm just like going, this is the thing. You tell stuff that's funny or whatever on a podcast. And then when someone goes, oh, is that true? You get mad. No, that's not true.
Do you know what comics do, Bonnie? They exaggerate.
On stage, but
they embellish stories.
But I'm not allowed to.
No,
you just told me not to. You just said, could you not embellish or exaggerate? Now you're saying
about
that's
me,
what comics
about
do.
Me.
Okay.
Well, whatever. I had a great... One day we're going to drive through
town. Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait. I know you love, like...
What?
You know, your conversations about... We can't drive through Hillsborough without hearing about this one, talking about... They just stopped construction.
Yes. They're building hundreds of houses. They're widening the roads. The construction company walked off the job. They don't have a new one. Roads are torn up. There's traffic building. Get a new construction company.
This past week, 2 new grandbabies. He's talked more about the construction than he's ever talked about his 2 new grandbabies. Yeah.
Their
grandchildren. Okay. I don't even understand what goes on in your head.
No one says grandbabies, they go grandchildren.
Why can't you say grandbabies?
It's not a word. It's a made up word. Oh.
Oh, and what about hunk? When a guy hunks at you, what's that? What about draw? What's that? What's a draw? He gave me a dresser, and he kept going, help me with the draws. Help me with the draws. I was like, I'm not doing it unless you say drawer. Draw, draw. You couldn't. You were like a robot that was stuck. Draw. Give me that draw. Can you say drawer?
Can you say
drawer?
Can you say thank you? That was a beautiful dresser, and you
thank
did
you.
A
that
lot
was
of
a
work.
Beautiful dresser. It's really sticks. I gotta fix it. I need some nails, little teeny tiny nails, and a hammer.
For what?
To fix the drawer.
Well, I emptied one.
Nobody cares about this story. Move on. You want to talk about that? You don't know how to pronounce drawer, but you'll say nobody says grandbabies.
No one says what? Says, what did you call him?
What? Are you having a stroke?
Well, I went to the hospital yesterday to visit my one granddaughter. I have
two grandsons.
I'm so used to saying daughters in my life. I have 2 new grandsons within 8 days. They're going to be pretty close cousins.
So now he has 3
cousins.
All together.
Three grandkids.
Grandbabies.
Grandkids.
The babies.
Oh, grand infants. Here, I'll show you a picture. I can't post it yet, but
I saw the picture on Instagram.
No, she didn't put it on Instagram.
She showed me on FaceTime.
Jessica did the new one?
Yeah.
Oh.
The new one is the only one she has.
What, this one?
Yeah.
He's cute.
He's very cute.
So... 2 new grandchildren, within 8 days.
Don't you wish you could say grandbabies? Don't you wish you didn't make fun of it and then you could use that word?
I don't like that word. I don't think it's just, what happens when they get older?
Don't use the word baby, because these babies get older, then you've got nothing to say. What? Are you like, I don't even know. I'm not sure your brain is still even in there.
Oh, it's, I left it
like
upstairs.
What the gum, like somehow like the chemicals just like dissolved it.
Ooh.
I don't know. There's something going on.
Bonnie was at the stand last night. I'm not going to say names. And there was major comics in the audience, in the green room. And they go, we're going to come watch you perform. And then she went up and killed it. She was,
I did my best. I was like, well, okay, you want to see? Here we go.
Bonnie stepped it up. She did her move. She walked on stage cutting air.
Hello. And then I even kept looking over at the door, even though I don't process. I know some people see.
I don't see.
I could have just looked and saw that they weren't there, but I wasn't processing. I kept looking over like, you seeing this? And then they were in the green room when I was done. They didn't come out.
I did Uncle Vinny's, and he just wanted to do crowd work. I mean, there was a table of about 8 or 10 girls, and it was their birthday, and they think it's about them, and they weren't bad, but they weren't bad about that. No,
you're at Uncle Vinny's. Who cares? You're at Uncle Vinny's.
I know, and it was fun.
Give people a little like.
Well, I did.
I got a guy kicked out last night at one of the shows.
Why?
Because he was so drunk, and he was like heckling other audience members, and like.
I don't know why people think they own the fucking. Well, it's about them.
It's so weird because. So I asked if he was with this woman, and I said, you guys aren't married, are you? And she goes, no. And I go, you can still get out of it. And she goes, this is our first date. And I was like, oh, I mean.
That's only last
date. I go, you got to just get out. Say you're going to the bathroom and go get in an Uber and go home and never call him again. And, you know, we're all making fun of this guy. The audience starts cheering for him to get kicked out.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. And then, so the bouncer came. I was already off stage by the time this happened. The bouncer came, Pete, and kicked him out. And then he told me that the guy was like, oh, I didn't know. I'm Australian. That's how we are. That's what we do. It's like,
Not what you do in a comedy club.
Like, it's so weird. Like, you didn't hear the rest of the audience going, shut up. People were yelling during my set to him to shut up. Like, Pete said he was like super, super nice. And that the girl left with him.
You know what's correct? Like, if you went to Burger King, McDonald's, and all the employees were drunk, you wouldn't be able to deal with it. You were going, what the fuck am I dealing with? And that's what you have to deal with as a comic. Just drunk.
That analogy makes no sense.
What do you mean?
That would be like saying all the comedians are drunk.
No.
If you go into, where did you say?
McDonald's.
McDonald's, and all the employees are drunk.
The people you're dealing with, you're okay. Okay, if you go.
Let's say you're at a job and the customers are all drunk. That's the same thing.
You know what I'm saying.
All right, so last night I went to the stand and there was a book there for me. This guy wrote this book, The ROI of LOL, which I don't know what ROI stands for, but it's something in the business world. And it's about how to use laughter to like make your workplace a better place. And the reason that I got the book is because there's like a little.
Because she wants you to plug it on our podcast.
No, I mean, he never asked me to plug it at all.
Well, why do you think he gave it to you?
But he does, it's like kind of funny.
Oh my God.
So he brings up like how to do like anecdotal comedy, you know, as practiced by Ronnie Chang and Kevin Hart, is storytelling with punchlines. And then it goes on to say, Bonnie McFarlane, veteran comic and host of the My Wife Hates Me podcast. We got a plan.
And not co-host?
Wow. Sorry. It's My Wife Hates Me. I mean, obviously, I'm the wife. There's another person on there. And shares an underdog story filled with insecurities and shortcomings about the time her house burned down on Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening. Anyway, it goes on to say that I fill it with jokes, which you have to do in anecdotal comedy. You still have to have jokes. So anyway, if you want to get this book, by Clayton Fletcher, Steve Cody and Clayton Fletcher, the ROI of LOL.
It's aggravating.
What?
Whenever they talk about the movie Bonnie made, not we made, the podcast.
Well, I'm sure some people go, hey, Rich Voss is here. He's the host of My Wife Hates
They would Bonnie. Always say the co-host.
Well, I'll let him know that you're angry about that, that the word co needed to be in there.
Well, she does a podcast with her husband, My Wife Hates Me.
But people will, I get it. But maybe there was maybe he had it in there and the editor said, take this out. We don't need this extra words or something. Who knows? I was meant to just be a fun little thing. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
It didn't hurt my feelings. I mean, you know, my feelings aren't hurt. It's just aggravating. You know, it's like, whatever. I'm glad that he mentioned you in the book. That's cool. That you're my wife.
I love though that you can never really just be happy.
I just
you
said
always no. There's always a little bit of like.
I'm happy the curtains came.
Do you know what? No, I didn't say you're never happy.
You just said I
no.
Love
when something good happens for me, it's all there's always that.
No, that's not true.
FOMO thing that goes on with you where you're like, no. Wait, what about me?
No, it's not true. It's not true. It's you know, when two people work hard on something and one person
doesn't get
credit.
Nobody says it's my movie. It's our movie. People
say all the time, Bonnie's movie, which you did direct it. You did, but we both worked hard on it.
Yeah, I agree.
And if two people work hard on something and one person.
What about the Voss roast?
You
people just say it's the Voss roast. I worked really hard on it.
You made it happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, people don't say that. They don't go, your roast that you made.
Well,
they
it's
say
not
the
cost.
Rich Voss roast.
Well, that's what it's called.
I know, but it's like I don't get credit for that. I don't care.
Oh, yes, you do. As a host, people love it.
You see a little bit of what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes people just use shorthand. They're not considering that, like if somebody goes, oh, the movie, you know, some big movie, they either say it's the directors or the stars. There's lots of people that worked hard on the movie that don't get the credit. Right?
Well, it's...
You got a credit for that roast when you just golfed the whole time.
In the credits, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I didn't golf the whole time. I golfed when he wanted me to write, but I still wrote at nights or in the day or whatever. I should get a credit. But it doesn't matter. It's all in the long run, in the overall scheme of life, none of it matters. What matters is what you leave behind. What matters is...
What you leave behind?
Yes.
It's like, what do you mean?
It's, what's the saying? You can't keep what you got unless you give it away.
You can't keep what you got unless you give it away. So I should
That's
be giving
knowledge.
Away all my possessions?
No, knowledge and history and legacy.
These sayings that you have are really complicated.
You can't keep what
you have unless you give it away.
You're right. In recovery, you can't keep your recovery unless you help somebody else. You can't keep what you got unless you give it away. You have to carry the message in life.
But sometimes when people are carrying the message, it's annoying. That's okay.
You carry your message to me all the time. You say this, say that, do it this way, do it that way. That's
you really feel like you're under my thumb, don't you? You really feel like you're
How
in
do,
a prison.
I'm saying,
do you feel like you're in a prison?
No, maybe a concentration camp, but not a prison. You can't keep what you got unless you give it away. You don't understand that. You don't take. You
I
don't
mean,
agree.
I intellectually understand that it's like sort of an esoteric idea that if you have knowledge or the way to do something better, you should tell someone else. Otherwise, it's not going to be meaningful to you in the long run. But I also think that's dumb. I just think you don't need to go around telling everybody everything.
I'm not
do
saying.
Stuff.
I'm basically talking about recovery. Sobriety and recovery. All right, you can't keep what you got unless you give it away. It's living life on life's terms.
Oh my God, I almost used that on you yesterday. It would have been
Huh?
I almost said it to you yesterday, but I would have started a fight.
Well,
living life on life's terms.
My room is pretty fixed up. Now that I gave Bonnie her dresser, her rooms look better.
So, yes, we have...
You got to hang pictures in your room.
We have separate bedrooms in this house. Well, in our last house, too. But in the condo, we shared a bedroom for how many years? 15 years?
No, maybe 13.
13 years. And sometimes with Raina, too, we would all be sleeping in one bed. But yeah, that... Then Rich started sleeping on the couch a lot because he...
She would wake me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it is so weird that people feel like when they get married, they have to sleep together. I think if you want to and it works out, you should definitely do it. It's, you know, probably a nice comforting thing, especially at the beginning of your marriage. But at some point, not everybody has the same sleep schedule. So Rich goes to bed later usually than I do. And then he's... When we would sleep together, I'd look over... And he'd be on his phone constantly. I felt like you never slept. Every time I looked over, you were on your phone, and I'd be like, enough, lights out, and you get so mad. But I couldn't stop myself.
She would, like, I'm a kid, lights out.
Yeah,
no.
Because it was, like, annoying to me to be, like, laying there, and someone else was just, like, still up or something. I don't know. And then when we got separate bedrooms, how great was it? We just... After life, like, completely changed. Like, I was getting enough sleep, like, because you would
I was
snore
peaceful.
And then I'd be like, sometimes I'd let it go, and then at some point I'd have to be like, Rich. But Rich, whenever he wakes up, he'll fight you. That's how some people wake up, in a weird way. Rich will wake up ready to fucking fight you. So I'd say, Rich, you're snoring. Go, I'm not snoring, you fucking asshole. Why?
Because it's hard to concentrate.
What? Because a woman is touching you, or a lady, as you like to call them.
Oh, you're not a lady?
I mean, it's just a female. That's what you always say.
Yeah, you're a female.
Who opened for you? A female.
The good thing about separate bedrooms, after sex, I'm like, hey, look, you got to run, and you know, I always. Call her in the morning, give my breakfast order. I give her a parting gift. Take this with you.
I've got so many t-shirts.
Take this with you. This is for you.
So many Voss shirts.
It's good. Like, she'll come into my room.
It's fun to go into your room and I'll lay on the bed and we'll hang out and chit-chat. You never come and lay on my bed. Why not?
Because I'm not allowed in your room.
Sometimes you'll sit on my chair.
Her room is like a Turkish bookstore. It says no Jews.
Oh my God. No, it's.
And her
room is fucking amazing.
Yeah, you have to listen.
So great. You have a walk-in closet.
A walk-in closet. She has an extra room. It's a suite.
And then there's an ensuite bathroom. And then there's another room, which I have.
She has a New York apartment in her room. Yes. If that was New York, that would be a whole apartment.
Yes. I know, it's like I never want to leave because I have the other room I put my sewing machines in, and I like it's like my craft room. It's like I just do creative stuff in there all day.
She has a New York apartment and I have the middle's room on the road.
Yeah, it's like we're staying in a condo.
Yeah, I have like the fucking...
Your room is nice, but you have so many shelves filled to the brim with stuff all
filled.
Around.
I got 5 or 6 empty shelves I got to fill. I just reorganize. I got like 5 shelves, cubicles.
People get so mad about when they find out like we have separate bedrooms, right? People are like, what? Not cool.
It's none of their business. Other people do it and love it.
I mean, if it works for you, it is fucking amazing. Like, what are we, twins? Like, I don't understand.
Here's the thing. If it's not broken, don't fix it. You ever hear that one?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it?
Yeah. Yeah. If it works for you, it works for you.
Is that your, like, bringing it?
What do you mean?
You got to stop. You're like, It's like crazy. Wow. This is a first, everybody. This is maybe the first time in 20 some years that Rich has not had gum in his mouth.
Give me a second.
I don't. We're going to end the podcast.
I'm going to go hang curtains.
And I'm going to go hang myself. So.
Whoa.
Then the next podcast will just be Rich talking about the Middle East crisis.
Yeah.
All by himself, just sitting here doing what he loves to do. Just
what?
Spouting stuff he saw on Facebook.
I didn't see it on Facebook. I read, I see it on the internet. I read. Oh.
What? You're it was way down here. I was worried that the sound would be bad.
Well, I really have nothing else today. Let me think. Oh, am I going to play golf today or tomorrow?
I don't know. What do you do? You have some work to do. I thought you said you're going to hang curtains.
Well, if I play golf today, I'll hang curtains tomorrow so I can drive you to the airport.
You should post that video I took of your room. Your give it to Mike. Room, send your, it. Your funeral home.
Send it to Mike to post.
Okay.
Send it to Mike.
I'll tell him to put music so it's my creepy voice isn't on it.
No, your voice is better. You want me to show it now?
No. That, let him go to your Instagram. See it.
Tell Mike to post it. Send it to him.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, listen. It wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the worst. It was a podcast. We have a lot going on. Bonnie's going to Canada. It's giving her anxiety. I have to be home alone, giving me anxiety. A lot of work has to be done. I hate when the weather...
Winter's coming.
It gives me so much anxiety.
I don't understand why you can't control your anxiety now. So many years you
I do it. Control
it's
it
like
to the
best. The winter
best.
Comes every year.
It's just the season change. You know, tonight at 2 o'clock, set your clocks back.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, this isn't coming out today.
We're doing two podcasts in one week because...
Yeah, well, I hope...
Next week I'm in Canada, but when this drops, I'll already have been in Canada.
I hope when you hear this, your clocks were set back.
You know, we didn't talk about the blind benefit.
The what?
The blind benefit.
Oh, talk about it. Oh, we didn't talk about it the last podcast?
I don't think so.
Podcast? All I know is Robert Klein loved me.
I was introduced late in the show, only female, as eye candy.
To blind people.
To first of all, hilariously.
So many people came up and felt her face.
And they were like, nah, not that great.
Not.
Mm-hmm. I felt better.
Yeah, well, he brought our next act.
He like, was now for a little eye candy.
Ew.
Which he wasn't even, he didn't, he's blind.
He can't see you.
He should have known that was a joke. He didn't know that he was making, like, eye candy was funny.
First of all, he can't be that blind. He goes to me, why are you wearing a hat? You have a lot of hair. So how did he know that?
You don't have to be fully, fully blind to be blind. So anyway, that now you know.
It was There's a good show.
People are on the spectrum with blindness.
It was a good show. Robert Klein, Gaffigan, Bonnie, me.
I told him it wasn't really Gaffigan during my set. Did you hear that part? Oh, my God. You couldn't stop. We were wrapping it up.
Oh.
You knew that like 2 minutes was going to go by and we were going to be done.
I like your hair in a ponytail.
Goodbye. Thank you guys for
why?
For paying attention. I don't even know why, but thank
why?
You.
Why? Why? Why?
I mean, if this doesn't end in murder-suicide, I don't know what.
I just did it.
Who's going to be the murderer. But
not me. I'm not a violent person.
I'm probably not going to do the suicide if it's me.
Oh, you'll murder me and then
bail. I think people will play back the podcast and be like, yeah, let's. She should walk free.
What, you murder me and then you chicken out on the suicide?
I don't chicken out. Just
you change your plans.
I just go, you know what? They're probably not going to convict me on this. All they have to do is, they're like, he put his gum in a minute before the ending of the podcast. Like, he could have just wrote it out.
Why do I, during a podcast, I think you're so much prettier than walking around the house? You look like, you look pretty as hell.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
A lot of people say it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, who do you ever tell me?
I tell you.
You don't tell me that.
Yeah,
I mean, a blind guy thinks I'm eye candy, but I can't live on that for the rest of my life, can I?
You can. It helps. What's your plans for today? Will you take the dog to the park?
I'll go take the dog to the park.
Well, you have a big enough backyard.
Do you see what I deal with? It's like he can't just be like, oh, that sounds fun. Oh, good. And you enjoy
the park. She took me to the park.
You love the park. This guy wants to go, like, hiking. And I go, but you hate hiking. He goes, no. I go, well, the time we went hiking, you hated it. Oh, that one was too steep. Like,
too many rocks.
It's so weird. You're like, I got to go camping. You hate bugs. You hate any kind of inconvenience. But you're
that's not true.
He doesn't know himself.
Yeah, I do. I love
camping. I think
camping.
The thing that we're supposed to do in this life is get to know ourselves. And this one has no fucking clue.
No.
Thinks he had one of the biggest paint businesses in the fucking country.
I had. I'll take you around and show you the houses I did. Oh, really? First of all, I like camping. I went camping when I was young. And we went camping in the winter, the coldest weekend of the year. You ever go winter camping? I made a mistake.
Yeah,
though.
My entire fucking childhood.
I slept
winter camping.
I slept with my boots on and my feet were freezing. No circulation.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No, it was a big mistake.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Like and subscribe and
leave
a positive comment.
This week I'll be at the Stand on a Saturday night. I got two private shows coming up.
I'll be at Yuck Yucks in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
This will come out after. All right. Cheers. Bye. Thank you.
Peace out.
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.